Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
This story's right, this story's true. I would not tell lies to you, like the promises they did not keep, and how they fenced us in like sheep. Said to us, come take our hand, set us up on mission land, told us to read, to write and pray. Then they took the children away, took the children away, the children away. Snatched from their mother's breast, said this is for the best, took them away. Welfare and the police came, said you've got to understand, we'll give to them what you can't give, teach them how to really live, teach them how to live, they said, humiliated them instead, taught them that and taught them this, and others taught them prejudice. You took the children away, the children away, breaking their mother's heart, tearing us all apart, took them away. One dark day on Framlingham, came and didn't give a damn. My mother cried, go get their dad. He came running, frightened. Mother's tears were falling down. Dad shaped up and stood his ground. He said, you touch my kids and you fight me. Then they took us from a family, took us away. They took us away. Snatched from our mother's breast, said this is for the best, took us away. Split us up again and gave us gifts to ease the pain. Sent us off to foster homes. As we grew up, we felt alone, cause we were acting white yet feeling black. One sweet day, all the children came back, the children came back. The children came back where their hearts grow strong, back where they all belong. The children came back, said the children came back. The children came back where they understand, back to their mother's land. The children came back, back to their mother, back to their father. children came back. The children came back. The children came back. Yes, I came.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Stop white sands, adrift and free, and a humble. It is Mabo, the Mills Sisters, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana, is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 2012 Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News National's Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too, deadly. All right, the statement is nobody left behind. More than 3 million Australians at risk of sleeping through danger. In line with the Fire Protection Month, a story about vulnerable Australians being at risk of sleeping through fire dangers. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Tony Talbot, our Victoria State Manager at Brooks Australia. And we have Tony on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Tony?
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne. Thank you very much. So nobody left behind. We're talking about more than 3 million Australians at risk of sleeping through danger. So enlighten us, please. How hard of hearing Australians at risk when it comes to house fires?
Realistically, the dangers involved, the hard of hearing people tend to take out their hearing aids, cochlear implants, connections over nighttime, which is obviously when a majority of these issues happen that we're not aware of, and that causes issues.
Sure.
Now, there's ways around it, and it's all about prevention.
Yep. What can be done to help vulnerable Australians to be safer, mate?
So from a hearing perspective, we have what they call a VisAlert, which is a really bright xenon light which can be placed in a bedroom, and it flashes multiple times as the smoke alarm which it's connected to goes off.
Okay.
And that will wake you up.
Okay, there it is. Yep.
Yeah, outside of that is what we call a vibro pad, which is a vibration pad you put under the pillow.
Yes.
And it vibrates like mad, like a mobile phone does, except worse.
That's when the detection of smoke, is that right?
That's correct. Okay. These things work in conjunction with smoke alarms. So they hook up to the smoke alarms. That way, if it's going off in the kitchen and you're at the bedroom, you still know about it situation.
Beautiful. Why is a well-established fire safety plan so essential, my friend?
Well, it's essential because, you know, we've all got visitors and we've got vulnerable people, whether it's hearing or even young kids, that, you know, the young kids panic and they will just run around with their heads cut off.
Yep.
But if we have a chat with them over at dinner or whatever it happens to be, or even have a few notes on the side of the fridge saying, if there's a fire at the back, go here. If there's a fire at the front, go here. Yep. Just an escape plan, I suppose, as much as anything.
Yes.
Just so everybody's prepared. I mean, we don't want the worst to happen, but we need to mitigate, you know, any chances.
So it's, Brooks Australia reveals over half, 53% of those who are hard of hearing don't wear their hearing aids or cochlear implants while they sleep. And as you mentioned, the pillow, the flashing lights. So we need to do what we need to do to get in, be prepared, so to speak.
Well, that's right. Preparation's the key. Obviously, a working smoke alarm is critical, and a working smoke alarm in the right spot, because if it's a working smoke alarm in the wrong spot, it's not going to cover you. So, you know, there needs to be that sort of looking around the house and maybe getting somebody involved to say, okay, is this right or is this wrong?
And Tony, where can Australians go to get these tools that we're talking about?
Yeah, the easiest tool is on our website at brooks.com.au.
Okay.
There's a section there called In the Know, which has got videos and written up little plans on guides on what to do in your own house.
Yeah, powerful. And the Brooks webpage, what's that?
So it's brooks.com.au.
Yep.
Very basic. Don't get mixed up with the shoes.
Okay.
but yeah, it's got a lot of knowledge on there for you.
Fantastic. Tony, thanks for sharing. All the best and take care, my friend.
Same to you, mate. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There it is. That's Tony Talbot, Victorian State Manager at Brooks Australia. And look, it's coming into the summer season, which is fire season. So we need to do what we need to do in regard to Fire Protection Month and protect ourselves. So do check out brooks.com.au and find out the information or find out what tools you can use, especially if we've got hearing problems as such. There are lights we can use, flashing lights, and we also can put underneath our pillow so-called vibrators that'll keep you alert, all detected to the smoke. So fantastic. Have you saying Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And look, I want to send prayers and thoughts going out to the Gimoi Wallaburra Yindinji mob, the loss of an elder with us in spirit, and very sad. And we'll put an uncle to rest next Friday. But love, thoughts, prayers going out to the former family. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, you mob, too deadly. 1-800-422-416.
Walking down on that back road one night, heard someone talking. Man, I nearly died of fright. Out of the darkness came a stranger's hand. It was a wild Kidachi man. I said, Governor, why don't you just leave me alone? And I was just on my way home. I didn't worry about the prickles in the sand when I was chased by Walker Dutchy Maine.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters in working time. Yeah.
sailing, we are sailing, sailing home. We are working men, but sometimes we miss family.
Uncle Seaman Dan with us in spirit, sailing the southeast wind, and the beautiful voice and the music in the background feels like you're on the water with the sails up. So fantastic, beautiful, and fresh your breath there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in yarn up strong, your mob too, deadly. Now, Dementia Australia has today, just recently launched its new Diversity Small Grant Program to help build greater awareness and understanding of dementia in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culturally and linguistically diverse communities. CALD, with applications now open until 11th of October, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and CALD organisations and groups are encouraged to apply for up to $30,000 in funding for activities to help create awareness about dementia in their communities. With that, we're going to catch up with Yana Nigel McPaul, General Manager, Monitoring, Evaluation and Development, Dementia Australia. And we have Nigel on the line. Nigel, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Trevor. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Nigel?
I'm based in Milton, not too far away from Suncorp Stadium where the Broncos play.
Okay.
And the traditional lands of the Yuggera and Turrbal people.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Big shout to TOs there. Thank you very much. And Broncos have to wait for another year, don't they?
They certainly do.
Back to the drawing board. Thank you, thank you. So, look, thank you for coming to the program. Very important conversation. So we're talking about Dementia Australia, builds dementia awareness in diverse community groups. So there's money at the table. Money's a tool and people can apply. So enlighten us, please, Nigel. What can they apply for? How much can they apply for and how do they go about it?
Really good question, Trevor. And, again, thank you very much for having given me the opportunity to speak about this exciting opportunity. Dementia Australia believes it's critical to empower Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander and culturally and linguistically diverse communities to build dementia awareness and understanding in their communities their way. And I think that their way part is the most important part of this.
Yes.
As we know, what we're trying to do here is we're encouraging Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander and culturally and linguistically diverse organisations and groups to apply for one of our diversity small grants of up to $30,000.
Mm.
And they can do that by going to the Dementia Australia website, which is dementia.org.au. Once you're on that page, click at the top, get involved, and you'll have all the information about the grant itself. And how to apply, or if you want to make a phone call to speak to someone about it, you can speak to our National Dementia Helpline on 1800 100 500.
Fantastic. So who can apply, Nigel?
Absolutely. So anyone, any organisation or community group that is supporting either people from Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander backgrounds or communities, or culturally and linguistically diverse communities. So it's quite a large range of people who can apply for this. And what we're really looking for is we consider ourselves to be the leading voice in dementia, so you're dementia experts, but you know, you and other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community leaders or organisations or groups are the experts on how to communicate with people that they are working with and supporting. So we want to empower those groups with some funding and resources to be able to raise awareness and understanding of dementia in those communities.
Now, dementia is not discriminative, no matter who you are. When we talk about dementia, what can we do, or what do we know about it? Is it is it hereditary, and is it at any age you can catch dementia?
Oh, there's a lot to it. I think some of the key figures I'd like to share with you, though, are that in 2024, it's estimated that more than 421,000 Australians are living with dementia. Okay. And without a medical breakthrough, the number of people with dementia is expected to increase to more than 812,500 by 2054. So that's a rather large number.
Big
now,
numbers.
Considering that number, dementia prevalence rates amongst Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people are approximately 3 to 5 times higher than that of the general Australian population. So you can see why this is important to get the message out to people from Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander communities, because it doesn't discriminate, but it is certainly impacting First Nations people at 3 to 5 times higher the rate than the general Australian population. So we've got to get the message out there.
Yes.
We can only do so much, and we need to come out to the experts from those groups to tell us and to support us by giving you the information so that you can go out to your communities and tell them the way that's going to land best with them, that's going to reach them the best way, because we're not the experts on that.
Yeah.
You are. Other people, every one of those communities knows how best to reach their community, and so we're asking for people to apply for these grants to be able to share that information with those groups. And again, we've provide a whole bunch of information on our website. We've provided a sample application form as well. So if you're new at submitting grant applications, we've got a nice example there to show people the types of activities they might want to pursue. Again, we've also got the 1800 100 500 National Dementia Helpline number if people want to call and get more information about this grant opportunity.
Fantastic. And dementia, do we know the cause, Nigel?
Look, there's multiple causes. There's a lot of research going on. For us, the key thing really is early intervention is really a critical element here, which is why we are putting our money where our mouth is, and the federal government's Department of Health and Aged Care, under their National Dementia Support Program, is funding Dementia Australia to run this grant opportunity and for us to support those organisations that are obviously, as you can see here, approximately 3 to 5 times higher than that of the general Australian population. I should also mention as well, it's not just the people living with dementia that are impacted by dementia. There are more than 1.6 people in Australia who are involved in the care of someone living with dementia. So these numbers start to stack up considerably, which is why we identified a real need to promote these grants, to offer these grants, and to, as I said, put our money where our mouth is, and to provide that type of funding to these groups so that they can raise awareness of dementia and understanding of the disease in their community.
So, Nigel, we're talking about support to for the people, the carers who look after people with dementia as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, and Dementia Australia has a number of supports for both people living with dementia and people involved in the care of people living with dementia as well. So, again, if anyone, while you may not be applying for a grant, we do recommend that if you have any concerns about your memory or cognition, or you're caring for someone that you're concerned about, or you're caring for someone living with dementia, we ask you to please contact the National Dementia Helpline on 1800 100 500. That's a 24-hour, 7 days a week national helpline.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone can call. It's a free service. It's available at any time. We have a wealth of information, resources, and support for anyone who is concerned about dementia or is impacted by dementia.
Beautiful work. Thank you very much for sharing, Nigel. We're yarning here on National Talk Black, which goes across the country. And we'll give you that a plug here on our local program as well. But thank you very much. All the best. You take care. Keep smiling. We'll yarn soon, Nigel.
Thanks so much, Trevor. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's Nigel McPaul. His name is General Manager, Monitoring, Evaluation and Development, Dementia Australia. And Dementia Australia builds dementia awareness in diverse community groups. You can apply for up to $30,000 in funding. It is application open till 11th of October. So if you've got someone you're caring for or an organisation who looks after people with dementia or to support our carers as well, there is funds there so you can apply for. So go to dementia.org.au. Otherwise, give them a call, 1-800 100 500. That's the phone number. And let's look after our mob. And we've got high rates compared to non-Indigenous brothers and sisters. So we need to do our bit there, close the gap in this space as well. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? I did the conversation here, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Too Dirty Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, Too Deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Sinead White, Queensland STEM Excellence Award recipient, Year 12, Blackwater student, receives Queensland STEM Excellence Award, and we've got the sister on the line now. And a very good morning, Sinead. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based? Where are you?
Blackwater, so Gungaloo Country.
Okay, fantastic. And before we start, just to let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Say, pardon?
You let the mob know who your mob, where are you from, sis?
Yeah, I'm from Nungawali, but I live on Gungaloo land.
All right, beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So Queensland STEM Excellence Award recipient. So tell us about your studies, tell us about the STEM education and the award that you received, sister.
So the award I received was the Peter Doherty Award.
Mm-hmm.
I got it in the category of Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander excellence.
Yes. And so what did you receive with that?
Say, pardon?
What did you receive with that? What was the award?
So I got a share of $140,000, so
ooh.
I got $5,000 out of it.
Too deadly. Cashed up, sister. So you're doing grade 12 now at the Blackwater State High School?
Yes. I graduate next term.
Next term. Fantastic. And what happens after grade 12, Sinead?
So I've applied to start medicine.
Good.
To start studying medicine. So after grade 12, I'm hoping to finish my Cert 3 I'm currently doing.
Yes.
And get into medical school.
So you've applied. Where did you apply? Which uni?
So I applied at JCU.
Okay.
The University of Queensland and Central Queensland University.
And you haven't got the letter back yet saying which one or where you've been accepted?
No, I don't find that out until January. Sometime.
It's a waiting game, isn't it?
It is.
Where would you rather go?
JCU.
I
really want to go to James Cook.
And that's where based, where Townsville, Cairns?
Yeah, in Townsville.
In Townsville. Fantastic. All right, cool. So when we're talking medicine, are we talking doctor? Are we talking nurse, midwives? What are we talking?
Surgeon.
Sorry?
We're talking surgeon.
Surgeon. Oh, wow. Go hard, girl. Congratulations. So what about your beautiful family? They must be excited about you, the award, and your vision to what you want to be.
Yeah, very excited and very supportive.
And anyone in your family been to university before?
Not that I think.
There you go. Lead the way, girl.
Yeah.
Good. You got siblings, brothers and sisters?
Pardon?
Have you got siblings, brothers
yeah,
and sisters?
Yeah, I've got one younger brother and one younger sister.
Oh, you're the oldest, so you'd lead from the front, sister?
Yeah.
There you go, good, fantastic. So year 12, here it is. Study at university. But yeah, if you don't do JCU, then UQ, whatever, whoever comes first, you're going to focus with becoming a surgeon, and that's what that is fantastic. How did the STEM program come about? Tell us about how you won this award and what subjects were you taking to receive this award.
So the subjects I'm currently doing are chemistry, physics, biology, math methods, and general English, and hospitality as like my little break subject.
Yes, little break subject.
But my teacher's like, oh, Sinead, just put your name in for this and have a go. Mm. So I did all the things. Like, it was very last minute. I had a week to submit it all. So I was like running around like a crazy person trying to get everything. Go.
Well, it was meant to be. It was meant to be.
So I submitted it all, and I'm like, there we go. I tried.
I tried and won $5,000.
Yeah.
Look, it's fantastic, and it's supporting yourself when you go to uni. And look, lean from front. It's all about the journey. And enjoy the journey. And I just emphasise, stay strong with your family, and you're representing your mob and your family. So no pressure whatsoever, and you know, whether it's a 3-year course, 4-year course, even if it takes you 7 years, it doesn't matter. Enjoy the journey, go at your pace, and study, and believe in yourself, my sister.
Thank you.
And congratulations, Shanae White.
Thank you.
You are too deadly. Good yarning with you. So did you pick up a trophy with that as well?
No, I've got...
You just took a $5,000 cash check.
Yeah, so I got a check, and I've got a photo frame.
A photo frame. Oh, we'll run with that.
Yeah, Mum put it up above the TV.
Of course, of course. Everyone's watching TV. They're looking at your certificate there.
Yeah, we came home from Brisbane. The first thing she did was she put it up above the TV.
Thank you. Thank you. May I have your attention, please? This is my daughter. Her name's Shanae. Well, congratulations, my sister. You take care. Keep smiling. Be strong. And we'll yarn soon, sis.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shanae. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. Shanae White, so Queensland STEM Excellence Award recipient. And look, picked up her award and filled out and won the 2024 Peter Doherty Awards. Picked up $5,000 prize money and wants to become a surgeon. Fantastic. She's applied for UQ and JCU. She's looking at JCU, but whichever comes first, both applications in. And now she waits, but she doesn't find out until about January. So there it is, a waiting game. Be productive till that time and head in books. That's what it's all about. Study. Those you are under the age of 25. Books, books. You probably don't know what a book is, but you can do it online as well. Anyway, there it is, iBooks. To Delhi, have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Delhi number 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Ooh, yeah, my love. You'll be my love for life.
One heartbeat for my life.
You'll be my love for life.
Friendships will never die.
You'll be my love for life.
One heartbeat for my life.
You'll be my love for life.
Friendships will never die.
Say much thicker than water. I will always have your red blood, brother. Bound hard like a chain, never fall to the ground. Soldiers always hands up, say, you are. Fire finger in the air. Never put your guns down. Enemies wanna come round. There will be a bang bang. I and J boys. Ha, let's go.
You may be love for life.
One heartbeat for my life.
You may be love for life.
Friendships.
You may be love for life.
One heartbeat for my life.
You may be love for life.
Friendships will never die. Brothers in arms, yeah, taking cover of each other. Ain't ever gonna leave you aside, I know. Two arms in the air, cause we can.
Remember that time we used to got big cops chase ya, and they couldn't catch us because we wanna be kind.
Every time we burn, rubber, rubber burn like no rubber been burned before. Triple X in them prime best. Always someone gonna watch them high, high reps. Why yeah. You may pull up for life.
One heartbeat, boom, my life.
You may pull up for life.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wuchopperen on 40801080 to learn more.
Born in the river land, born of her mother into her mother's hands. She was free as the river was wild. She was so innocent, such a beautiful child. Institutions. What could they do with this child? Where was a neat solution? But there was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets, and she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet. Confused, so he ran away.